first one is for Joe George in Texas, who had to go to the hospital yesterday. And then Charla McKee asked for prayers for her friend who was in a car accident yesterday and they had to have spine surgery. And then if we could pray for the Barrera family, they have an unspoken prayer request.
Dear Lord, we come to you in prayer, praising your name and thanking you for all you have done for us. We pray for Joe George, who had to go to the hospital yesterday. We ask that you would be with him, hold him in the palm of his hand, be with his care team, be with those around him. Just provide him the comfort and support during their time of need. We ask that you would be with Charla McKee. He's had a friend who was in a car accident. Be with the friend. I had to have spine surgery. Watch over them. We know these are difficult times. We know that there are times when we can't carry on our own, and this is the time to send friends, to send family, to send a kind word, a kind deed, acting in your stead, to be your hands and feet, to watch over them and carry them through this troubled time. We ask that you would just be with them. We ask you that you would be with the Barrera family with an unspoken prayer request and all those who have needs out there. We ask that your will and not our own be done, but please be with us, knowing that just as Peter and the two other disciples who were not able to stay awake while Peter wept, or while Jesus wept, while he prayed, while he knew what was coming for him, that his friends just were physically not able and mentally not able to keep up with him. We're humans. We know our failings. Even in the face of being next to Jesus, his disciples were not able to live up. And we know that for ourselves. We please ask that you would be with us, knowing that we are virtually helpless in many of these situations. But we know through you and for you, we can make it. We ask all this in your Son's holy name. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Our sponsor for today is Barbara Dyson, located here in Elk City. And then Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City. They are one of our sponsors. And the Refuge Church, they're located at 18410 Highway 152 in Sayre. And Joshua's Crossings Ministries, located here at the Promise Center in Elk City. And Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Barber Dyson Ford Lincoln wants your service business no matter what. This is Rhett McAbee, Service Director at Barber Dyson Ford in Elk City. At Barber Dyson, we want your parts and service business no matter what you're driving, no matter where you bought it. Bottom line, we want your parts and service business. We hang our hat on service with world-class service riders, factory-trained technicians, and knowledgeable parts staff. Give us a shot today at Barber Dyson Ford Lincoln in Elk City.
Experience the difference, Barber Dyson Ford's where you save.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. There are times in life when it seems like you're swimming across a big lake. One stroke after another and the end is nowhere in sight. The body gets tired and the mind drifts into the what ifs. What to do, where to go, and how's it ever going to get done? The key is in the focus. Don't focus on the lake, focus on the stroke. If that is all you have, it's all you need.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com. Let us pray.
Okay. We've got a couple more prayer requests that's come in.
We're going to do it now, or we want to hear a song?
Whatever's best for you.
Let's do a song real quick and we'll come back.
All right.
Okay, now I couldn't be here with you without playing Don Williams.
I'm going to, yeah.
Yeah, you You like Don Williams.
Yeah.
You're a Don Williams fan from you might have even seen him. I don't know. So, okay. This is a good one. Just an old Don Williams classic. So here we go. Got any Don Williams fans in here?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's okay. Thank you.
Technical difficulties, are we back on?
Shows we are. So we're just going to carry on as if we are.
Okay.
So, okay.
It's called blind faith.
Yes. Walking in faith, brother.
Blind faith.
So we've got a couple more prayer requests that's came in. Pray for Carter Kitchens, who fell as he was helping hang some curtains at the school. He fell on his hand. They took him to Children's OU Hospital. He had surgery. So if we can pray for him, he's out of surgery and got 7 pins in his hand. And then if we can pray for Dixie Smith, who is having health issues. And then Glenda Kirk, who has bone spur and bone on bone in good knee.
We're back on. Almighty God and Heavenly Father, we give thee humble thanks because thou hast been graciously pleased to deliver these folks from sickness, in whose behalf we bless and praise thy name. Grant, O gracious Father, that they, with thy help, may live in this world according to thy will, and also be a partaker of everlasting glory in the life to come. We pray for Carter Kitchens on his healing and his comfort during his tragic accident. Because of his tragic accident, we ask that you would be with his caretakers and his family and him during their time of need. We pray that you would be with Dixie Smith, who is having health issues. Watch over her. Be with her. Hold her in the palm of your hand. We ask that you would be with Glenda Kirk, who is having issues, bone and joint issues. Just ask that you would watch over her. Be with her. Hold her in the palm of your hand. We'd ask for healing for her. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. We're good. They've already released it, and we're back on.
Okay, we're back on. Well, yes, we're going back for another song. So I'm going to read the little portion again because it's really impactful for me. This is Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, Matthew chapter 26. I just want to read it again. I'm going to start with verse 37. This is Jesus. He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. And then he said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Going a little further, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as you will." Then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. "Could you men not even keep watch with me for 1 hour?" he asked. "Watch and pray that so you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak." He went away a second time and prayed, "My Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done." When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were heavy. So he left them and went away once more and prayed the third time, saying the same thing. Then he returned to the disciples and said, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Look, the hour is near. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayer." Again, I just find that so powerful. Rise, let us go, and he's going towards his betrayer. He's not running away. He's going towards what God has planned for him. And he even says, "Your will be done." He's moving towards it. So this song, I think, goes along with that. It's called "Never Going Back Again."
Thank you.
song called Never Going Back Again, and anyway, for me it fits. When Jesus says, rise, let us be on our way, he's not moving backwards. He's not going into the garden. He's not running away. He's got his eyes forward. He's moving towards what God has planned for him. So too many times I have in my own life keep looking back, waiting for something to return the way it was. And, you know, you get a lot of bittersweet times. And like I said, for me, it's moving forward, eyes forward, get up, let's go, be on our way. So I am going to read another prayer, and then and that's it for a prayer request, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Dear Lord, we give you thanks, most gracious God, for the beauty of earth and sky and sea, for the richness of mountains, plains, and rivers, for the songs of birds and the loveliness of flowers. We praise you for these good gifts and pray that we may safeguard them for our prosperity. Grant that we may continue to grow in our grateful environment of your abundant creation to the honor and glory of your name, now and forever. Amen. Okay. Let me find another good song here. And, we've got a lot going on, not only internationally with Ukraine, and then of course inflation, gas prices, but of course locally we continue to deal with lack of rain. Inflation deals directly with us with high prices, everything from fertilizer and the cattle markets and the wheat markets to fires. We've been battling a lot of fires lately, and so that's been pretty hard on not only the people who are impacted, especially if you're a farmer and grazing cattle and your pasture has been burned up, but on the firefighters and everybody who deals with that. So sometimes, because I've been there in the most stressful situations, sometimes you just got to take a break and take your mind off of something. And this song does it for me. It really doesn't have anything to do with anything. So don't try to read anything into this. It's just kind of a peppy song. Again, probably nothing to do with nothing, but take your mind away from some of the things we're going through right now. It's by Old Crow Medicine Show. song called Eight Dogs and Eight Banjos. When I was in the legislature, I thought about passing a law that said for every three dogs you own, by state law, you should be required to own a banjo.
Come on.
So I didn't get anywhere with that law. I thought, but if I were king for a day, if you own three dogs, for every three dogs, you would have to own a banjo. For some reason, there were people that didn't like that law, proposed law, so it never went anywhere. So, okay, I'm going to read a prayer. Accept, O Lord, our thanks and praise for all that you have done for us. We thank you for the splendor of the whole creation, for the beauty of this world, for the wonder of life, and for the mystery of love. We thank you for the blessing of family and friends, and for the loving care which surrounds us on every side. We thank you for setting us at tasks which demand our best efforts, and for leading us to accomplishments which satisfy and delight us. We thank you also for those disappointments and failures that lead us to acknowledge our dependence on you alone. Above all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for the truth of his word and the example of his life, for his steadfast obedience by which he overcame temptation, for his dying through which he overcame death, for his dying through which he overcame death, and for his rising to life again, in which we are raised to the life of your kingdom. Grant us the gift of your Spirit, that we may know Christ and make him known, and through him at all times and in all places, may we give thanks to you in all things. Amen.
Amen.
My son is a member of a choir, and they sang this song at one of their last concerts, and I just really liked it. And it's kind of a positive, uplifting song. You know, we're on Good Friday. Sometimes it's easy just to skip to the hopeful portion of Easter. But we've got so many turmoils. I just like this song. And so forgive me if I don't dwell in the crucifixion, but skip to the resurrection. Usually I chastise people for skipping over that very important part. And I'm not skipping it, but I just need some uplifting today. So I'm going to play this song. I liked it when my son sang it with his choir. So here we go.
Yeah. For your papa, ayy. Sing it for the whole world, whether boy or girl, for your number one, baby. K.O. and the beat, okay? I'm the human being. Go ahead, go and sing it, die, talk, cause the beat won't stop. No, wait, wait, wait.
Sing, 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 sing it out as hard as you can. Make them hear you from LA to Japan. Don't let them bring it down. This is how we do it now.
Let them bring it down.
You know what I'm talking about. A little bit louder now.
That song was called Sing. It was by the Pentatonix. And if you didn't notice, there was no musical instruments involved. That was all just voice. No musical instruments. So I'm going to read, read one more prayer. And this is from the Book of Common Prayer. And then we're going to listen to one more song, and then that'll be it, okay?
Okay.
We may run a minute or two over.
That's okay.
Okay. So, again, this is from the Episcopal Book of Common Prayer. Let us give thanks to God our Father for all his gifts so freely bestowed upon us, for the beauty and wonder of your creation in earth and sky and sea. We thank you, Lord, for all that is gracious in the lives of men and women revealing the image of Christ. We thank you, Lord, for our daily food and drink, our homes and families and our friends. We thank you, Lord, for minds to think and hearts to love and hands to serve. We thank you, Lord, for health and strength to work and leisure to rest and play. We thank you, Lord, for the brave and courageous who are patient in suffering and faithful in adversity. We thank you, Lord, for all valiant seekers after truth, liberty, and justice. We thank you, Lord, for the communion of saints in all times and all places. We thank you, Lord. Above all, we give you thanks for the great mercies and promises given to us in Christ Jesus our Lord. To him be praise and glory with you, O Father, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. We got one last song. It is a cover song of a Beatles tune. I think it kind of just says what we all know is we need help. So here we go.
Try with a little help from my friends. certain that it happens all the time.
Tell me what do you see when you turn off the light?
I can't tell you, but I know.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Her this morning. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from Angel Vega, and from Tom Ivester. Y'all have a blessed weekend, and we will see you on Monday.
Let us pray, let us pray.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.